Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, another week spanning out before us. It is Monday, the 23rd day of April, 2011. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones yet again for first-time callers later in the hour. Then we're going to get into Agenda 21 and how it ties in with Big Pharma, Big Agra, trying to shut down people's independence from vitamins and minerals right into gardening and farming. But Dr. Cordy Gold joining us in the second hour and open phones into the third hour as well. Look at this piece of news out of the Detroit News. General Motors to build the 2013 Cadillac in China this year. I remember Government Motors announcing that billions of dollars, what was it, more than $20 billion total, using the money to move the factories, I can't even say it, it's so amazing, to Eastern Europe, China, and Brazil. This is the new world order. This is globalism, and this is not done to build up those countries. People can't even afford the cars there. It is meant to complete the implosion of the West and Agenda 21. And that dovetails with human events. Summertime blues, they're closing many U.S. national parks, not even for their usual excuse of saving money because everything has to go to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, all your tax money, but because humans are bad for the earth. So this is the Agenda 21, UN maps, where over half the country is off limits. We'll show you some of those coming up in the second segment today, and I'll do a special report on this on the nightly news this evening as well. That dovetails with UN seeks new powers to remake world at Rio Sustainability Summit. Continuing with an Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com article, new Big Brother satellite to hunt down carbon criminals. And, of course, they admit all over the world governments are now using satellites to harass farmers and landowners. If you dare have a well or you dare build a shack or you dare even plant crops. Remember last year the EPA said dust is multi-$1,000 fines per particle of dust, grass dust, hay dust, illegal. No judge, no jury, just a regulation. We're coming for your land. Your pigs are invasive. We're going to kill them and arrest you. Now happening. Just absolute hordes of savage control freaks gibbering with pleasure. TSA, groping Miss USA, groping your children, ripping off colostomy bags, armored checkpoint pillboxes being delivered, federal spies on buses and street corners, Houston Chronicle, all being announced. Just classical in-your-face tyranny. Head of the CIA, we're listening to everything you do with devices inside all your major appliances in your face. It is just lawless, wicked pig government. Just pig-like tyrants sucking off everyone. Government openly run by foreign banks. Europe squeezed, destroyed, smashed. Massive austerity. And the dumbed-out French run into the hands of a socialist, not the Sarkozy's good, as if socialists save us from the bankers. We only pay 80-something percent in taxes, and it's wrecked our economy, and the big mega bankers are offshore and suck our money out, but our traitor French media won't tell us. Same thing here. Oh, the answer is socialism. No, freedom and low taxes and private property is what creates so much wealth. Then you become decadent slobs and the usurpers come in and take you over. It is a cycle. That's the problem with prosperity, is that it creates slovenly creatures who don't care a few generations in, and the whole cycle repeats itself. This time the cycle's going to replete itself with elites that have super bioweapons, high-tech fission weapons, nuclear weapons, incredible brainwashing propaganda systems, electromagnetic weapons. So that's the problem. Usually the elites just get so decadent, they start marrying their horses, dancing around, going insane and commit suicide. This time they'll probably just blow the planet up when they commit suicide. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I find myself shaking my head in disbelief more and more. Even though I consciously understand that we're facing a systematic, scientific, premeditated form of tyranny. To watch it unfold in my beloved republic and to see it duplicated all over the world and to know that my nation has been used as the engine and as the brain trust to establish this abomination worldwide is very, very painful. And to realize that InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com is front and center in the resistance to this. That's why I talk about not feeling like I'm doing a good enough job, because we are, other than somebody like Ron Paul, the most prominent voice against the New World Order and world government. And truth is so much stranger than fiction. And that's why I tend to get down on myself That's why it's torture when people call in and tell me what a great job I'm doing, because I'm just flesh and blood like everybody else. This corruption is so out in the open. I'm like, where are the other people? Well, the answer is they're under mind control. They're under conditioning. They're under Pavlovian manipulation. They've been chemically, biologically, radiologically, electronically, spiritually tampered with. And we've got to find the levers to unlock their minds and get the blinders off. We've got to find the string that unties the knot. We've got to do it very, very quickly. You know, I was thinking this morning about invasive species. Because this weekend, I was inside Austin driving along, and I stopped at a red light, and I saw a parrot is sitting there in a tree. They call them monk parakeets, but it's really a parrot. And they've been around for 30 years in Central Texas. They're from South America. And it reminded me the first time I saw a monk parakeet. It was probably 20 years ago. I was just out of high school. I would go to the downtown YMCA and jog around the lake. They call it a lake. It's really the Colorado River. They call it Lake Austin now, Lake Lady Bird Lake. See, everything is wheels within wheels just to have the accurate data. Everything's a lie. Everything's a deception. It's the ether in which we swim. And I looked up at the telephone pole. There was this giant nest with like 20 parrots going in and out of it. And I went back to the YMCA after I jogged, and I said, there's parrots. And they said, yeah, those are the monk parakeets. But my point is, this is how my thought process works. I went home last night and this morning, and I searched monk parakeets of Austin, Texas. And, you know, there they were, and maps of where their nests are, and there's thousands of them, they estimate. And they're an invasive species, and government was whining about them and worried about them. No, fire ants are real invasive species, or rabbits in places like Australia, where there's no real predators, so they tens of millions of them get produced. But a monk parakeet, I don't really see that as an invasive species. I mean, grackles are a bird that's on the coast, but they've adapted to human settlements, like live around humans. They're annoying, but also interesting to watch. You're like, there's all this important world news when you stop talking about birds. But it hit me this morning. I'm like, why are we worried about an invasive species of a green parrot? But we're not worried about the invasive species of GMO, genetically modified organisms. And the media will say, oh, this is just like splicing two types of carrots. No, that's a hybrid. That's interbreeding, totally natural. You know, you can mate a donkey and a horse together and get a mule. You get those type of things in nature. They're almost always generally sterile, though. So are most hybrid plants. That's nature's way of dealing with it. You can breed different types of goldfish together. The point is that there's all this freaking out about an invasive vine or an invasive weed or an invasive bird. But then meanwhile, because you can't see it, there are tens of thousands of open-air released variants of pharmacological crops. Take Protogen, 10 years ago, open-air planted all over the U.S. Corn that grows HIV in it. People didn't believe me when I first reported this, even though it was in the Associated Press. I just talked about it. They're like, oh, yeah, there's corn that grows HIV in it. That was just one test they did. And when you look into it, there are tens of thousands. In fact, it's got to be more than that. Some companies alone have done thousands of open-air tests of plants that naturally, well, artificially, but themselves grow industrial chemicals, plants that produce pesticides on their own that kill the bugs if they eat them. And you've got a plant refuge. This is the vast majority of the crops we eat. Refuge crops right next to it, so the bugs have something to eat, the government regulators say, because you can't feed the bugs what the humans are being fed. It's killing the honeybees, German studies, U.S. studies. I mean, the list goes on and on how wild all of this is. And I'm just constantly marveling, and I can't believe that the general public is not more just completely in awe at what's going on, because we're living in the middle of a science fiction movie. And the globalists have openly said, well, we're going to do all this, and whatever mutations happen, happen, because humans are natural to this planet, so whatever we do by extension is natural. That's the weird argument they have. And I'm like, okay, well, what if something naturally kills key parts of the biosphere and creates a huge crisis, which it already has to a great extent, or something, a mutated virus gets out and kills the majority of Homo sapiens sapiens. And that's really the stage that's being set here, so it can be blamed on that. While the elites build bunkers and underground bases and underground railways and huge armored seed vaults and DNA animal vaults, they say for doomsday scenarios, and it's all the Rockefellers and UN and Ted Turner. Now, there's a headline they found. HIV drug grown in genetically engineered plant approved for human testing. Yeah, that's just an HIV drug grown in the plant. I'm talking about HIV. You know, the headline was AIDS vaccine grown in corn. And then you read it, it's a modified AIDS virus in the corn, so they can just extract it from the corn. But it was like 2002. The point is that we are not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. We are not. And people are worried about their kids' grades. They're worried about getting them into college, when over half the college graduates aren't ever getting a job that'll pay for their bills. I mean, that's big studies out today. The civilization, regardless of where we go, up or down or flat, we are not in the world we used to be in. It's Buck Rogers right now. The average person still thinks they can turn on I Love Lucy and everything's okay, or turn on the football game and at least that's still there, or go get a TV dinner. It's not the TV dinner grandpa ate. And then you learn they're doing it all on purpose. And the organ failure is off the chart. And the neurological disorders, the cancer, every disease, every blasphemous curse. And I see it all around me. And I'm like, does anybody else see what's going on here? So I thought about the invasive species of GMO and how they control the courts and have gotten and nominated the judges in, Monsanto, Arch Daniels, the big pharma, that's big agri, it's the same group, all the big pharma companies. They've maneuvered their people in where they plant crops next to yours, it infects your crop, they trespass, come on your property, take your plants, and a plant's not like a human, one daddy, one mommy. It can have hundreds of daddies and mommies. And over the pollinization process, and if they find even less than 1% of their genetics in your corn or your canola or your soybean, they take your farm. And the judge says, yes, their stuff blew on you. You stole it. Again, common law turned on its head. Because these aren't real courts. These are fraudulent jokes. Then you learn, and you learn it was in, again, Reuters and you name it, 14 years ago, and again 12 years ago, that none of the Monsanto facilities for their scientists, they demand there be no GMO in the cafeteria. I heard that a few months ago. That can't be true. Searched it, and there it all was. Then I learned all the elite do it publicly. I mean, it's just like, whoa, wow, wow. I'm being assaulted. My family is. All sorts of behavioral problems in the public now. All this stuff. We're being killed. And I don't know how else to say it to you. And then the more you learn, the crazier it gets. And then I learned most food is now infected with nanotech. I learned this today and went and found that it's a whole area I didn't even know about for over a decade. And now it's in hundreds and hundreds of products. They're putting nanotech in the food. And they admit it's going into people's brains. And then when we get back, none of that's a problem, though. It's carbon dioxide. They're using spy satellites on people's farms, and they're shutting down the national parks for the environment. I'll tell you about that when we come up. I mean, it's just wild, folks.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now the question is, you've got to ask yourself, who are you? What side are you on? I know who I am. Knowing yourself is half the battle. And not compromising. Crank it up. Real. And there you'll find not power. You'll find reality. It opens the windows of perception to the greater universe. I ask you again, who are you? I'll tell you who I am. I'm on Team Humanity. I know my life is incredibly short. And I look at the literature, the art, the architecture, the love, the passion. I look at the innocence of my children, other people's children. And I have a deep desire to defend humanity. I have a deep desire for wholesomeness. I have a deep desire to be honorable and to be strong. I have a deep desire to uplift the species, to uplift beauty and innocence and everything wholesome. And I have a deep dislike for ugliness. You know, they say in exorcisms, whether you believe in that or not, that the demons are in the people's minds speaking horrible things to them constantly until they finally take them over. And I watch television and the culture and the dedication to sickness and ugliness, and the children's cartoons now are hyper sped up and even cause convulsions and make no sense and are confusing to rewire their brains. And the studies come out, and it is rewiring their brains. It is just a savage, hateful death letter to humanity. And I'm writing a love letter to humanity. And I'm saying, shake it off, folks. Shake off the mind control. You got to get mad first to do that. I'm telling you, anger is a gift. Who said that? One of people from Rage Against the Machine? Yes, their anger hasn't led them to understand socialism is another tool of the globalists, but whatever, the statement is true. But after the anger comes the focus. And the question is, can you handle the focus? Well, you better. I'm the first to love distraction and diversion, but it doesn't fulfill. It's hollow. It's like cotton candy. It's good while you're eating it, but doesn't sit well in your stomach and gives you a headache an hour later. Whereas grandma's good old cooking didn't do that, did it? It was satisfying in your stomach, and you were full all day from that Sunday lunch. That's the difference. The New World Order's poison cotton GMO candy, or what's natural here on God's green earth. And that's the paradox, is that the very people, the greatest crime of the fake environmentalist Al Gore crew is that it's all a movement to make mankind feel guilty so that the television and the culture controllers can play the part of gods and direct us and tax us and suck off of us. That's the great crime. And then actually wreck the planet in the process, diverting everyone from the invasive species. What do you think a GMO virus or bacteria is? A bacteria is living. Viruses are really nature's nanotech, but I think viruses are living. There's a long scientific debate about that, but they're living. They replicate. They operate as parasites within more complex life forms. They're alive. But they're like antimatter of life. But they also give life. Nothing man has invented is new. It's only squat, ugly, copycat, counterfeit frauds of the galactic system of life. When we come back, Prison Agenda 21. The environmentalist cult launches new phases of complete takeover. National parks to be shuttered against invasive humans. Spy satellites in action.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Far humanity has come. Think of what our ancestors went through against the bare elements, bare knuckle battles with the big cave bears and the lions and the elements and the famines and the disease, everything that brought us to this point as humanity. And we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors of every race, color, and creed. And I ask you now, are we really going to let a bunch of mad scientists? I mean, look at the psychology of the globalist. Think about it. They routinely make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money, lose it and don't get in trouble, a.k.a. MF Global, John Corzine. The elite British royalty funded 5 British families, the Galtons, the Wedgwoods, the Darwins, the Huxleys, and one other, to interbreed. They thought it would create a Superman that lived hundreds of years and was a genius. It created mentally retarded children, stillborn deaths, and a few highly intelligent, addled, semi-weirdo creatures. And by that, smart, but a lot of quirks and problems that wasn't even greater than the original intelligence of the scientific families seen as the smartest in the UK. I mean, they're going off of a 160-year plan, conservatively over 160 years old since they launched it. The whole world is based on it. The whole world system is based on this. And it's an old idea that goes back to Plato and the Greeks of eugenics, picked up 160 years ago as social Darwinism, survival of the fittest, and it just isn't operating in reality. And the whole system is based on it, and almost no one understands this. My one victory I can really feel good about is finally a core of people and news websites and talk show hosts, and of course none of them giving us any credit, and I could care less. That's even better in a way. I actually like that. That way they can't kill me or destroy me politically or say that I, you know, murder Easter bunnies or something and then attack the idea. So actually it's a good thing. And say all this eugenic stuff is discredited because Alex was caught, you know, again, murdering Easter bunnies or leprechauns or whatever it is they make up. Whatever fantasy, unicorns. I'm chopping unicorn horns off and living in a subterranean vault. The point is that the idea is now out there. The reality is out there. The enemy is more and more being engaged. Because there's a real core. I call a core, you know, I don't know, millions of people now that really get it. And you've got to get this message out to people because they won't get it right away. That, okay, this is a more and more of an artificial habitat we've been put in. They're taking out more and more of the natural areas of our habitat, blocking us off, limits to those. Guys, pull up the Dr. Michael Kaufman UN map here in a few minutes. I wanted to get that pulled up before the 20 break. And I want to pull up the Dr. Michael Kaufman map, the UN Agenda 21 map, to show people the congressional map on that when I get into this news. They are phasing out our connections to the land, our connections to reality, our connections to family, because it's an artificial system in their own words. Brave New World. In fact, I want to buy that in bulk and sell it and put maybe a little pamphlet in with it with the words of Aldous Huxley. Tell Tim, I want to buy that in bulk. And then I'm going to write like a one-page pamphlet so that people can give it to friends and family with quotes. A little double-fold deal of Huxley at Berkeley and other places saying, and in Brave New World Revisited, that this is not fiction that he wrote in 1932. He wrote it in 31, published in 32, where there's a global government and they shrink humans down to be more manageable and have a suboid drone class and then classes above that, and now that's being proposed. In mainstream news, cutting food off, genetically engineering babies before they go in the womb to be smaller for the earth. You're like, that sounds crazy. The point is these people are crazy. And Huxley said, this is our real plan. My brother heads up UNESCO. He said this in the 50s. Julian Huxley. And it's just all there. You read a book written in 31 that these people envisioned. And now it's beginning to come true. And then we've got him telling you, well, I wrote this as fiction because we wanted to put out to the public what we were going to do to you. And by the year 2000 or so, much of the foundation for this will be in place. And they're already engineering us with nanotech in the food and water. That's admitted. They're already engineering us with thousands of variant crops on record that just wreak havoc in every mammal you feed them to. Within three generations, near complete sterility, hair growing out of rats' mouths, genitals on the top of their head, or shrunken intestines, you know, mutations. It's just unbelievable. We're at least 30 years into the first phases of them testing us. That's a generation and a half. You're like, a generation? That's 74 years. Generation recycle. I'm talking about when they have youth, on average around 20. So we're 30 years or so into that. That's a generation and a half till you see the massive mutations, the brain damage, the autism from 1 in 25,300 to 1 in the 50s or 60s, depending on which number you look at. Just massive, just all of it. It's here. It's here. It's here. We're a generation and a half, and it's following the exact graph of all the other mammals. Pigs, goats, guinea pigs, rabbits, lab rats, lab mice, all the same, all the same, all the same. Terminal. Red alert. Emergency mayday globally. Psychopaths, inbred psychopaths who developed their plans under syphilitic mind rot in the 1860s are in control. Emergency. Do you understand? This is an emergency. We've got to get these people out of there now. We've got to start reversing this now. They've had control of the West through social engineering and chemical attacks for 100 years or more. Hitler just moved a little too fast for him and went after one or two groups. The globalists didn't like that. They're going after everybody. And now, for more than 3 decades, they've been hitting us with a bio attack through the food. They've been hitting us for 60 years through the chemical attack in the water. They're hitting us electromagnetically. They're hitting us and hitting us hard. And their hate of humanity is so great, they've accepted blowback on themselves. They take mitigating factors. They've got some reversal systems, some treatments. They've got clean water, non-GMO food. But they're still hit by the electromagnetic and all the rest of it. That's why globalists, most of them have moved to remote areas and are now telecommuting. You can look into that trend. The elite are dug in. Dug in high mountain areas, staying far away from what they're doing to us. This is a black commitment to Hades and everything wicked. Let me just give the number out I said I would. 800-259-9231, first-time callers. We have millions and millions of listeners. I want to give people every day a new chance to call in, give people their chance. 800-259-9231. If you want to speak about this, I mean, I'll get more into this after we take calls, but FDA targets nanoparticles in food, appliances over health risk, and it goes on. This is direct links to the U.S. government admitting it and the project on emerging nanotechnologies. And it goes on to show brain damage in fish and in mammals that it's been tested on. There's over 1,300 manufacturers of everyday products, food, you name it, filled. This is a prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com, article by Mike Barrett. Very good job. And I didn't even know about this. I knew there was some nanotech, but I didn't know for a decade it had proliferated across the board and crosses blood-brain barrier. It's, oh, my God. Neurological disorders are just scattered. These people are killing everybody. And they know exactly what they're doing. The black devil in hell and God in heaven are the only ones that know exactly how bad it is. Continuing here, scientists call for global ban on bee-killing pesticides. Really, you're going to ban the ones that are in the GMO? That's what's really killing them. They go get that pollen and it kills them. Yeah, the plants grow pesticides so bugs won't eat it and they feed it to us. Did you hear that message? Did you get that transmit? Did you hear how hardcore that little statement is? Hiding in plain view. And then I got hit by this little jewel. New Big Brother satellite to hunt down carbon criminals. This story's 8 years old, but now it's back in the news. The Geospatial Administration, NASA, NSA, all of them, it turned out, were giving local Enviro cops and local police access to the super high-tech satellites that in the 60s could zoom in and read the date on a penny. Can you imagine what they can do now in 2012? 8-9 years ago, it was in the Denver Post that they were going after people that built barns on their property when they get told you can't now for the earth. You can plant some GMO that'll kill everybody, but don't build a barn. Can't build a GM vehicle here either. They're going to build Cadillacs in China now. Did I mention that? Won't be any rules over there. That's because the globalists have got their investments over there. You like how that works? Shut us down. Put all the power over there. China's adopted eugenics. They're in the catbird seat. They don't need any TSA reaching down their pants. Their government's feeding them GMO and reaching into their DNA. Continuing here. Labeled CarbonSat, The satellite system will have the ability to differentiate between natural carbon emissions and man-made CO2 releases. And they're announcing they're banning outdoor fireplaces, indoor fireplaces, space heaters. This will identify it. It can even identify humans exhaling. The European Space Agency has set the green light to the new surveillance satellite. It's not just using the old ones, it's new ones that will measure man-made carbon emissions from space in order to hunt down, that's their quote, violators of international climate agreements, allowing Big Brother to enforce future tax on CO2 emissions. The Astrium press release announcing the project makes no mention of the fact that the satellite will be used to perform surveillance on individuals and businesses to keep tabs on their carbon footprint, instead presenting its role as merely measuring carbon emissions. Now, let me give you the big super enchilada article right now. Guys, do we have the map to show TV viewers? If not, just type in UNIGEN 21 off-limits maps or congressional map on biodiversity or Dr. Michael Kaufman with a C, and you'll get the congressional maps. Simulated reserve corridor system to protect biodiversity. He just took the maps that they had in the mid-90s and integrated them, and he had them on a region-by-region base. He just integrated them together. And he is an environmentalist and biologist and all that stuff, so he was able to integrate it for Congress. And I noticed the area they've grabbed just south of Austin as a UN reserve, years after, by the way, he did this map, is exactly what they did grab. I mean, it is dead on. And they've got the UN signs there now. They got the UN Baby Blue affiliate group. So this is what's going on at the national parks and buffer zones. This is now happening. There it is. Around half the country completely off limits. In the West, over 85% of the land is owned by the feds. They're now blocking it, tearing up the roads, blocking the dirt roads, not letting people go in and run their cattle on it. It's over. 80-plus percent of the Western U.S. off limits. It's as high as 60% in some areas of the East and Midwest. Texas has the most private land in the country. The feds are here like locusts. Now, let me continue here. This is from Human Events. And, of course, she did a good job, Audrey Hudson. But Audrey, I know you'll end up getting sent video of this, so let me just tell you something. Let me give you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. They're announcing all over the U.S. they're shutting down completely to human access or to partial human access the national parks. This is about they already have this all over Austin. They've taken parks that I went to as a child. They got fences up around them saying environmentally sensitive area. It's called an exercise of power. Headline should be: the beginning of closure of national parks begins under Agenda 21 UN Treaty. As Hillary said, she is for total individual firearms ban, civilian ownership ban, UNIDIR UN Treaty Agreement, July 7th, 2000. They agreed to ban all firearms in civilian hands. Go read it. They said the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. July 7th, 2000. United Nations building on Rockefeller land, New York City, Eastern Seaboard, North America, under FEMA Region 1 dictatorship. Isn't New York a FEMA Region 1? Please check my memory. Thank you. Planning a vacation this summer to Miami's Biscayne Bay for a little fishing? Think again, because the National Park Service wants to set aside a large swath of the pristine area as a marine reserve zone. So you might want to leave the fishing poles at home and the boat. But that's okay. Sounds like it's reasonable, right? Fishing it. Oh, wait. Perhaps horseback riding is more your speed. Nope, that's banned. And the family plans to ride through California's Sequoia or King Canyon National Park? Sorry. But all the permits were pulled for those activities. And soon you won't drive a car into any of them. They're already getting it ready at the Grand Canyon with big, giant parking lots that actually are a lot less sustainable, to make you go on the buses with audio droning, henpecking you about how bad humans are. Think you want to go eat? They give coloring books to your kids telling them, go get your, present this coupon and get a free badge. And when they show up to get the free badge, I went and looked. They try to sell them like a $100 uniform and have more stuff about tell your parents what to do, turn the lights off, don't let them take hot baths, your parents are bad. I mean, this is a go to a national park. This is actually going on. FEMA Region 2, thank you, New York. New York by itself is FEMA Region 2. That's right, I forgot. What's FEMA Region 1? Maine and all that is my memory failing. New England, yes, okay. Anyways, and they go on to announce all over the country, and of course, this it's even worse. They're not even allowing, this is the feds, people into many of these. I remember they took that land right across from the Golden Gate Bridge and said it would be an environmental preserve and kicked the people off their homes in the 60s and 70s. And there's been big articles in the San Francisco Chronicle how they then partially shut it down to humans, then put cameras in and then fully shut it down. And then it turns out the state people that are in it own the private homes themselves and have luxury parties in thousands of acres they stole. That's how it's feudalism. It's Agenda 21. In your face in the Hunger Games. And I've since learned it looks like the author is a good lady and is actually aware of it, wanted to show people the tyranny she thinks coming. So we did confirm she knows what she's talking about. Your call's coming up.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Bye.
favors the bold. Well, it certainly does, and the fortune I'm looking for is freedom, is survival of our species. The globalists tell us we're crud all day, and a lot of people buy into it and act like it, but we're not. We're made in the image of the Creator of all that is. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it? And we haven't begun to discover our true destiny. Let's talk to Gina in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's so good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you for your work. I think the reason I'm calling is because I have I'm torn in a million directions, like I'm sure many of your listeners are. I mean, from, you know, we're bombarded from the GMOs, I mean, the New World Order, FEMA, vaccinations. You know, my friends just had babies. I tell them not to vaccinate them. They're slowly killing them, and they're scared. They can't get them into school without it. I mean, you know, we've relocated. My husband and I, we were on the Oregon coast. I know it's a terrible, hellacious zone. There's probably going to be the next earthquake. I'm aware of the planets and stuff. So we've relocated to higher ground and 100 miles inland. I've got a food supply. I've got seeds. I'm doing everything I can, and I'm preaching to my friends. And the ones that look at me like I'm crazy are the same ones that look up at the chemtrails that I'm pointing out, you know, the crisscross in the sky, and they say, Gina, it's planes. And I say, what the hell are they doing? Are they playing hopscotch up there? What's going on? Wake up. But I don't know how you keep your courage and how you keep your resistance to all of it, because people are just constantly...
Well, the people that are laughing at you don't know that the government admits that there's giant testing programs spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other things, that a lot of the jet fuel has it added to it, that NASA admits the atmosphere is over 20% darker. I think what's best with friends is to give them a copy of, say, a film like What in the World Are They Spraying, that, by the way, is available at InfoWars.com, or have a showing so they can see the documents, see government admitting it, to understand. Because if you just try to talk to somebody who's totally asleep, they're going to laugh at you. That's why I think films and books or magazine articles or links to like InfoWars.com or this human event story about, you know, shutting down or shutting down part of national parks, rewilding. I mean, this is nothing. Already federal land out west, they're shutting down the majority of it, period, and saying no humans allowed. You know, first it's, well, you got to hike in. Now they're saying you can't be on it, period. Humans are bad. And it's all about a power grab. Does that answer your question?
And I'm trying, you know, as a 50-ish-year-old American woman who's seen a lot of things go on, I try to stand tall. And people laughed at me during Y2K. Well, I was a Girl Scout. From 5 years old on, my first promise was to be prepared. And so my whole life I lived that way. People laughed after Y2K and said it didn't happen. I said, I think it taught me something about being prepared and knowing what I needed. And that's what I used it. It was a resource to me for
success. No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Look, Y2K, I never believed in it or promoted it until the last month or two, because everybody was saying, you're wrong, it's real. And I saw the Navy saying, you know, in the Washington Post, 67 cities, total power off, all computers to go down. And they use it as an excuse to get everybody to put in all the new chips that have the tracker backdoor stuff they now admit. And so, and there were some problems here and there. None of that is compared to the banker implosion, the wars, everything. I hope we make it out of all this. The probability of more crises is intensifying. I mean, look at areas of Europe. I mean, some areas there are in full collapse, like Greece. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.